Welcome into the session with Londa and David. My name is David Austin, and sitting across from me, as always, my beautiful, blushing bride, Londa Sherwood Austin. How the heck are you, pretty girl?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
What a fun episode this is going to be, because this is our vacation episode. And what I mean by that is this. We didn't take a vacation because we can't afford to take a vacation because we're focused on you. We're focused on closing your real estate transaction. We're focused on closing your loan. And we're focused on helping your business grow.
Yep.
However, our kids can take a vacation. And James and Sierra, newly engaged with a baby on the way, came to visit us in Lakeland, Florida. And what a fun time was. Yeah. In fact, because they came, we now do things a little differently. For instance, we have the old YouTube channel, and this is going to be our first episode on YouTube.
Really?
Yes. We've had a few promos run on YouTube, but this is going to be the first one that we both have on the air podcast on every major platform and on YouTube. So that'll be kind of fun, and people will be able to kind of get a behind the scenes look at the session with
You know what's so
Londa
fun too?
David.
I think the most fun thing that's happened recently is when you said this morning, Alexa, play the session with Londa and David, episode 3. And she lit right up and played it.
And it was bizarre because when I started talking, I said it exactly like I said it to Alexa without the word Alexa. I think it should have confused the speaker. It did work though. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was great.
Alexa, play the session with Londa and David. And all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. So anybody can do that. It's great. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Audible. We're on everywhere you can find to see a podcast or hear a podcast, except we're not yet on Pandora.
We're in review and we'll be there soon.
We will be there soon.
Yeah.
Not a lot of profanity on this, although it's not made for children. I guess we could do a kid-themed episode. It'd be terrible. No, we cannot. This is not for kids, but this is for business owners and for business people and people who are in sales and people who have customer service positions.
Yep.
The session is for you if you fit that category.
And for HR people and owners of corporations.
Yep.
I mean, it's really, if you're affiliated with a business, then
for owners of wineries, Greg Frechette reached out to me and said, Austin, where can I get the session? Not the way I've been listening to it on the web, because when I scroll away, it's gone forever. So he's happy to know we're now on Apple.
Yeah.
And I sent him that message. So hopefully you're enjoying it, Greg. We're very pleased for you. And I want to do a winery edition of the session.
Oh, I like that idea.
And we'll get Greg on the phone. We'll bring him in and have him on the show. Maybe Shay, his beautiful wife, will get her on the show.
Yeah, she's a knockout and so smart.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Really cool. I really like their story. I don't want to tell it. I've only heard her tell
it. Let's save it.
But let's get them in here and get them on the Wine Country edition of the session.
Tuck it away. Yeah.
And, you know, if they have somebody they want to bring with them, they are friends with all the Red Mountain wineries. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we'll get JD from Schooler Nolan Winery on the horn. Fat Olives.
Listen, we can name drop all day long.
That's true. That's true. But instead, we're going to talk about the vacation edition of the session. And that's exciting for me. So it was Thursday last week, and we drove to the airport at 4 in the afternoon to pick up James and Sierra. What a treat that was.
Yeah, so fun.
And we immediately said, okay, guys, do you want to go out to eat? Do you want to wait till we get home? How are you feeling? They're both like, no, we could eat. We could totally eat. We could totally eat. And that was Sierra. That was my impression of Sierra. And
she sounds nothing like that. She's so sweet.
She really
is. And so soft-spoken until she gets to pick the music.
And then she's a gangsta rapper.
I've
never seen anything like that.
I was impressed.
It was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we pick them up. We go to International Plaza.
Yeah, which if you're in the Tampa area, go to International Plaza because there's so many restaurants to choose from there.
International Plaza in Tampa, so many restaurants to choose from. It's a mall and it's an eatery. Not exactly a food hub.
No.
But It's a winery with, or not a winery. It's a mall with restaurants, International Plaza in Tampa. What a fun place.
If you love to shop.
Yes.
That is the place to go.
Well, and they have a ton of shops that are like high-end shops, like the Rolex store.
Yeah, and Tiffany's.
Yeah.
And Tesla. And, yeah. And in the mall. So.
Really, really cool.
Lots of cool places.
Yep. Really cool. So.
Anyway.
There's that.
We ate and it wasn't.
I don't know what the restaurant was.
It wasn't
we tried
it wasn't
the Italian
bad.
Thing. I don't know what it was called. Our waiter was nice, but not memorable.
Yeah.
Our food was adequate,
but
not good, not bad.
Yeah.
It was, you know,
meh.
Blah, blah. But there are so many places there that we've been to and we're impressed by most of them. Mm. Whiskey Cake.
Oof.
We didn't go there that day, but wow.
Yeah, that was a great place.
Whiskey Cake. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the country fried whatever it was at the Irish pub that's mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. That was good. It's a England, Ireland.
It's an English pub?
Yep, an English pub.
Don't get them mixed up.
I don't know. All I know is the girl's skirts look
Irish,
like kilts.
So it doesn't bother me.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
There's no war.
I'm 6/10 of 1% Kazakhstani. Very good. Many times you've met my wife.
Hello, but I'm your wife.
That's true. I like it many, many times.
Okay.
Anyway.
And we went to sleep. And then
yeah,
morning,
we went home and went to sleep, and it was a lovely time. Yeah. And we talked to, actually, James is a well-known videographer in the Tri-Cities,
yeah.
And he helped me put together our two promos that we have for the, he helped me do one. The second one's not nearly as good.
He gave you a few pointers after his tutelage. I don't want people to think he produced it. He just gave you a couple pointers.
Yeah. It's not as good as his work. Let's just say that.
Yeah, he's good.
The first one was really good, even though I shot it with my phone. He taught me how to fade to black. I do not remember anymore how to do that.
Well, James, give him a call. He doesn't remember.
Yeah. So the next morning was Friday. We decided, and we never do this, to take the day off. So we did. I called up Alex in the office, and I said, Alex, listen, if you need me, you got to call me because I'm not looking at my emails today. And I didn't, and it was great. And yeah. I never do that, but I did it, and it was fun.
And we went to St. Pete's Beach.
Went to St. Pete's Beach. That's St. Petersburg, Florida, for the uninitiated, and the beach was beautiful. I mean, the sand was delightful. The water was clear, not super clear, but clear. You could see your feet. It was just a beautiful, beautiful sight the entire day, all the way around. And
but
then,
again, we didn't really have any service that was either spectacular.
We did.
What am I forgetting?
We went walking down the beach looking for restaurants, and we got to that Krabby Patty place or whatever it was called, the Crab Place.
Yeah.
And our waitress, I was very impressed. The food was just fine, but I was very impressed by her because clearly she'd been working there 20 years. She was very cheerful, but she properly managed our expectations. She looked around the room and saw how busy it was and said after we ordered a round of drinks,
right.
Listen, guys. I've got a ton of tables going right now, so we're going to take a break here. You guys look at the menu and really get used to it because I've got to go see two other tables right after I put your drink orders in, so it'll take me a little time.
Yeah, that was great.
I loved that because I didn't have to wonder where she was and mm-hmm. look around the restaurant because when you're ready to order, you're ready to order.
Right.
And you don't usually take into consideration what the waitress is doing. In this case, I did because right. she said to me, she taught me how to expect her service times.
Yeah, which is great. And if you work in food service, that's a huge little...
And even though the food was adequate, and I don't think James liked his coconut shrimp at all because he didn't think it would taste like a dessert, but it did.
It was terrible.
I had a good experience overall because of her. So she deserves kudos, and yay. She did a great job. Let's give her a little round of applause. I don't know what the name of the place was, though. It was Krabby Patty, Krabby Jane, Krabby Calamity. I don't know. Krabby was in the name. Mm-hmm. That's all I know about that. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And then Saturday.
The market.
The market. And I like it that the downtown development people here in Lakeland actually called it a farmer's market, because I've been calling it that and you've been calling it that, but people just call it the downtown market.
Right.
So I was very happy to hear that they called it a farmer's market in the office. That made me feel like I, you know, wasn't dumb.
Yeah, we were just in the office today of the Lakeland Downtown Development Authority.
District, I think.
I don't know.
It's none of my, I don't know. Nice people, though, I can tell
Phyllis
you that.
Phyllis and Julie were great. We chatted with them for a while.
Yep.
And we're going to work on.
How about that Julie? She is much older than you would think she is. I thought she looked.
No. That's Phyllis that was sitting in the front seat. Julie was in the other seat.
Phyllis. That's exact. How about that Phyllis? Julie, you look great too. Nobody. That's mean that we did that just now. I feel terrible about that. But Phyllis really knocked me out because she looks my age and is a little bit older.
Yes, quite a bit.
Considerably older. It's just like you. You look 35 years old, but you're considerably older to me.
Nobody thinks that. Nobody believes it. No. But thank you.
You know who does believe it? The girls at my high school when we went to our 30-year reunion, and they cornered you and were like, "Hey, we don't need to be rude, but
so how old are you?
How old
anyway?
Are you?" And I know they were thinking you were going to say something that started with a, not something that started with a. The difference is one's an interdental fricative with my tongue between my teeth. Uh-huh. The other one's a with my teeth behind my whatever. So I'm making an F sound because you're not 30 something.
Right.
You're a little older than
nowhere
that.
Close to it. But anyway, again, nobody cares.
Did
about
I go
that.
Off the rails?
No one cares about that.
Anyway, they're great in that office. And the exciting part about that is they are open to any kind of help we can give them. And it sounds like you may be able to...
They were excited about me putting together a workshop for the farmers market vendors, one for them, then another one for the downtown shops.
There you go. Sherwood Austin help, Business Growth Experts. It's in the name. That's what you do.
Yeah, we're going to help them increase their productivity and their profitability. And I think that's great for everybody.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go. So that's the Downtown Development
Thriving
District
economies.
Or Authority. I don't even know. I don't even know. Downtown Development Authority.
Went to the market. We hung out at home the rest of the day.
The market was great, though.
Yeah.
The salespeople or the booth holders at the farmer's market could be a little more engaged, I think.
For sure.
A couple of them really are. Like that little worked out gal that sells kombucha. She was awesome.
Yeah.
She was the most fit person I've ever seen in real life. She looked like she could bench press me and Londa simultaneously.
Yes.
Super fit. It was really cool. And she had such a great attitude too. I mean, it's awesome when you engage
lively.
With your customers instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think is what your... Go ahead.
Well, now here's what's interesting.
Yes.
So she was very bubbly, outgoing, engaged, lively, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that worked for you really, really well.
Absolutely.
Down the road a ways, we get to the Boba Tea place.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy was very laid back, very knowledgeable. He was polite, kind, knowledgeable. But more of a laid-back personality, but that worked perfectly with James.
And it worked perfectly with me. And let me tell you why. He engaged us right when we walked
up. Right, and that's really
you don't have to be
point.
Super outgoing and
that's
bubbly like
I'm
me.
That's the point I'm trying to make, right.
You do have to make an effort to connect with the people.
For sure.
And I, you know what? He was great. Those were the two standout customer service experiences to me at the event.
Well, yeah, and what was interesting is both of them made suggestions about their product. I just realized this because I got the immune boosting kombucha she said, "Hey, would you like me to throw a little splash of ginger on top of that? That might be really good. Do you like ginger?" I said, "Yes, I love ginger."
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy with the boba was making suggestions to James about, "Hey, we can do this and top it with some coffee and whatever." So it the same kind of feeling, like you cannot be afraid to make suggestions, to be engaged, to, you know.
I got to tell you, if you've got a product that is kind of a craft product, like you're not going to be able to get it anywhere else. The experience is not the flavor of that craft product. It's feeling like you understand the product. Mm-hmm. And both of those vendors made you understand.
Well, they personalized.
They brought you into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is awesome. And it's so...
Loved that.
It's such an art. Mm-hmm. And I think people who love what they do... Do it naturally.
Right.
Like the ladies with the biscotti that tasted like alcohol drinks.
Okay. Yes. They're scones.
That's right. I don't know the difference between a biscotti and
biscotti
a scone.
Biscotti is a twice-baked cookie. That's
okay.
Italian.
This is exciting.
Yeah. A scone is a very different kind of product, but everybody knows them as like a triangular-shaped baked product, right?
I don't know the difference. I still don't understand the difference.
These people have 14 different flavors. Every one of them is a cocktail. So they've got like the old fashioned scone. They've got, you know,
a Kahlua and cream scone.
They've got the Cosmopolitan. How fun are those? So
they have a scotch, I think they said. And it's not butterscotch, it's scotch.
Yeah, I don't know, because they were almost sold out when we got there. So
yeah.
Because we got there late.
Right, we did. We got there at 1:00, and I think they close at 2 or 3.
They close at 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the concept because it's just, it's different and it's fun. And they said, we're having a blast with it. And then they said... I was kind of chatting with one of them.
Didn't I read about you in the newspaper?
And I was like, oh my God.
You sure did.
I said, you did. Yeah, that's me.
You're so cute.
Yeah, they said, did I read something about you? You're a business consultant? And I said, yeah, because I did a little interview.
In the Lakeland Ledger.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little about the Lakeland Ledger. It's the local newspaper in Lakeland, and they've interviewed my beautiful wife, Londa Joanne Sherwood Austin, of Sherwood Austin Business Growth Experts. Londa Sherwood Austin,
she knows
her business.
They didn't interview me about the business, though. They interviewed me about...
Moving to Florida.
Buying a home mm-hmm. in Florida, mm-hmm. my experience there. And then they were even more intrigued when they found out, I'm a realtor in Washington.
And she wanted to talk about that, and that's great, and it's awesome, mm-hmm. but... That doesn't help you here with the business here.
But we got there and she touched on all the areas and it was
yes,
great.
And it was so memorable. The girls that sell those scones, they're not biscotti, David. Whatever biscotti. No, they're scones. That's the triangular baked thing. Anyway, right? Am I right? Did mm-hmm. I get that right?
Yeah.
I feel good about that. I still don't understand how a biscotti is different than a scone. But I can tell you this, they both go great with coffee.
Mm-hmm. I was going to try to explain it to you again, but I want to move on to the next thing. Sunday. Yes.
Sunday. What happened on Sunday? I don't recall.
We went to Fort Myers.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Fort Myers Beach.
We went and saw my dad and Donna mm-hmm. at Fort Myers Beach, which is always fun to see them. And you know what? I really enjoy seeing them with you. Because you don't have any parental units that are still alive.
No.
And you've really taken to them. And I love that.
Yeah, it's really nice to have people like parent age mm-hmm. in my life again. Because mm-hmm. My parents have been gone for 8-9 years now. And mm-hmm. and so it's nice. Nice to have, you know, parental type units in my life.
It is really good. And it's a blessing. And I got to tell you, my stepmother has the highest capacity to love,
I think so,
of any person I've ever known.
Yeah.
And I love it for my dad.
Yeah.
I love it for him. I love it for me. It's just awesome. My mom's been gone for 23 years. So mm-hmm. it's awesome to have a stepmom that is a real parent. So,
yeah.
And Mother's Day is right around the corner. So,
yeah.
There you go. We're going to have to do this as a special Friday edition because Mother's Day is Sunday. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry to be goofy talk about that. But anyway.
We get to the beach and we don't have cash because we're dumb, so we can't pay for the parking.
We don't have cash because I'm dumb. I didn't think. And I've parked there before. And here's the worst part. I had to go get cash last time, too. That's how dumb I am.
Well, listen, you had to go find cash.
Yes.
And the kids had to go get water or something. And so I went down to the beach. And, you know, they rent the beach chairs and umbrellas and cabanas and stuff. But sometimes you get lucky and you find some where people are just leaving.
Right.
And they say to you, hey, we've paid through the day if you want to just take our chairs over.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. And that happened.
Except it didn't work.
Well, eventually it didn't work out. But but I thought it was. So I got the cooler down there and I got all the, you know,
everything all loaded in.
The kids got there. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, while I'm doing that, you're desperately seeking an ATM machine.
And there are three, just so you know, there are three ATMs in the little downtown area of Fort Myers Beach. And bad news, all three were broken on Saturday. And I crisscrossed the community to go to all three, and every single one had the sign on it that said temporarily out of service.
Yeah, and nobody at the shops could help you either.
No, one of the patrons at the shop said to me, hey, you know what? I get this error message all the time. Come on over here. You might need to just do this. And he walked over there and then he looked at what it said and he goes, I take that back. This is not the message I normally see. I think you're out of luck. I apologize, sir. And the guy at 7-Eleven was so nice. He's like, I said, can I buy a pack of gum and get change? And he's like, absolutely. The most I can give you is $10, though. And that, again, didn't help because parking was $20. But thankfully, the lady at the parking place was very nice. She let me go look. But after the third ATM was no longer working, I didn't know what to do, and I got a little scared. There we go. That's scary. Crickets and scary. I was alone. I didn't have anybody to turn to.
Oh, my stars.
And I walked back to the beach hoping not to run into the lady because I was literally scared.
You still didn't have your $20.
I didn't have my $20. And it was going to be like the scene in that movie. What's the John Cusack movie where the paper boy's riding his bike on the mountain coming, I need my $5. What is that movie?
It's a John Cusack
movie from the 80s. One of my friends is going to let me know exactly what that movie was called.
John Cusack movie from the 80s I can think of is Say Anything.
That's a great movie, but it is not that movie, for sure.
I already told you. I didn't know.
Not that movie. Anyway, somebody's going to reach out to me and say, you're so stupid, it was blah, blah, blah. And I should remember, because that kid wants his $5 from the paper route. Anyway, I didn't see her. I think maybe she forgot about me. That's great. But then Londa's like, hey, you look distressed. I'll come with you. Let's go together. And I got to tell you, that cloud immediately went away. Picture everything's beautiful and all of your fears are gone. That's what you do for me, honey. So she said, let's go together. And we went across the street. We found a nice little bar. I think it was called Whalers, but I don't know that. Beach themed something. And we went in and we bought $80 worth of liquor so I could have change, too.
That makes us sound really bad. First of all, the drinks are expensive. It's a beach.
Whatever. So
We got take-home cups because they were cool.
They were $21 each, but here's the good news. They came with a free drink. You buy the cup, boom, we're filling that with rum and diet for you, David. Actually, the lady talk kind of like this soda because she sounded like...
No, she didn't talk anything like
she
that.
She sounded like
her voice,
Miley Cyrus.
Which sounds nothing like
that. Does this
that.
Not sound exactly like Miley Cyrus? No. Jolene.
People,
no, it's not the same.
Please back me up on this one. Nothing like Miley Cyrus.
I've never worked on her. I don't know.
However, our server at the bar
sounded exactly like Miley Cyrus.
Her speaking voice sounded exactly like Miley, which was cool. But anyway, so we got our drinks and our change, and we went back.
We walked over, and it was interesting that happened that way because during that time, the wily prospector came up to James and says, "Hey, kid, do you belong on those chairs right there?" And I James is the most honest person in the world. And he said, well, the people before us told us, that ain't how it works, kid.
Yeah, you've got that's $36 per chair. But there was only an hour left of rental time.
Can you imagine $36 for a not great beach chair for 1 hour per chair?
Prorate that.
Prorate it for sure. If it's a 12-hour service, it's $3 an hour. Let me collect $12 from you for your four chairs, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, am I the math whiz? I don't know.
We have to do everything.
Right? And so the guy looks at James and says, so I'm going to need that $36 per chair. And James actually says, hey, listen, I don't mean to sound in any way
offensive,
but sir, you don't look very official. He didn't. He was barefoot, covered in sand. Yeah, a 62-year-old beach bum with his hair pulled back into a nice little gray-white pony.
You know, he works on the beach all day, so I guess. I mean, he just looks dirty and disheveled, and James pointed out what was kind of the obvious.
And the guy's response to him was classic. He goes, you don't look official. And James goes, I'm on vacation. I'm not supposed to look official. I think that's awesome.
But then the guy went on to say, so where are you from? And James said, Washington State. And the guy goes, where in Washington? James just said Seattle because that's easier. And then this jerk says, figures.
Figures, kid. Anyway, thankfully, we did see the guy later in the day. A guy right after that experience happened, we came back to the chairs and, you know, the kids had moved all of our things to the actual ground on the sand so on the stupid. Beach because they didn't think to prorate it. $3 an hour. Let's give you $12, even though the seats were already paid for. That's what I don't get.
Right.
The seats were paid for.
He said,
for.
Oh, it doesn't work that way.
And in fact, it does work that way, because if I rented four chairs and my kids switch shifts with me, they can use the chairs I rented, I would think. Down. It absolutely does work that way, but that's neither here nor there. We were honest. And
it was a hilarious exchange, though.
It was. You don't look official. That's what the guy said to a kid who said, I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to be rude, but you don't look official.
I'm not sure that James sounded that polite.
He does sound that polite. He's a sweet, sweet boy. He is a sweet, sweet boy. Okay, whatever. I don't think he's
not
sounded.
Always. He's not always sweet. But well, anyway.
He's a person. Okay, I get it. He's not always super sweet, but, you know, whatever.
Once we were done, though, with the beach, we did the beach and everything. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was an awesome time. But
great.
Then we decided to go to dinner.
And we had so much fun with Dad and Donna. I mean, it was great. And then we went to dinner.
At the boathouse.
In Fort Myers. Not Fort Myers Beach, but in Fort Myers, which is about a 22-minute drive from the beach. And the reason we went there is because it's 22 minutes up the highway for us toward home and 22 minutes up the highway for Dad and Donna, who live in La Belle, Florida, right past that, like half an hour past that. So Boathouse 39 or something like that. There's a number.
I think so.
I don't know if it's 39 or not, but the boathouse.
The boathouse. Everybody knows it. Yeah, the boathouse.
It's great. So anyway, we get there.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this. I'm always very impressed by the people they have working the host stand. Mm-hmm. It's always an adult person. Yes. Todd happened to be working on Saturday, and I'm going to say Todd's 40 and maybe one of the managers. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I love that you're making up this entire
scenario. He seemed very official. That's what I liked about him. And I think James was comfortable because he did look official, unlike Sandy Wispadrill from the beach over there. And another guy came later to the beach that was working in that same crew, and he had on a nicely pressed golf shirt with the name of the chair rental place on it. Sandy Wispadrill was just wearing, you know, beach clothes. He just looked like, but he was wearing you know, driving a tractor later. So he was official. He just didn't look
official.
Well, that
brings up a good point. If we can put a pause, we'll circle back to the boathouse because there's a really interesting story there.
Okay.
Of how to treat customers when something goes very wrong.
Yes.
So stay tuned
for that.
But going back to, what did you call him?
Sandy Wispadrill.
Wispadrill?
Yeah.
In his...
He had his wispy hair pulled back into a pony and he was Sandy.
Dirty clothes.
He looked like one of Lakeland's homeless at Munn Park.
A little bit. And, but wanted to be taken seriously. And that's something that we've talked about a little bit before, which is the image you portray in your business.
That's exactly right.
I am a huge proponent of you can put forward whatever kind of image you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a discussion one time with another realtor about the complaint from someone else was the women in the office, the realtors in the office were dressing a little scandalously.
Kind of slutty?
And
is that what you're getting at?
And I said, well, this was the complaint from somebody else, right? And they need to learn how to dress more professional to her. And then she and I were having this discussion about it. And I said, I don't care if someone wants to brand themselves as the bikini realtor and show up to the office in a bikini. I feel like they
can you start doing that? Can you do that? Can you be the bikini? Bikini wife life. I've been putting that on Facebook for a year and a half.
No.
Bikini realtor. No. Oh my God, let's do it. Bikini realtor.
No.
You. But
my point is.
Have you seen your figure? I'm sorry. I'll stop.
My point is, if they want to do that, they should be able to do that and let the chips fall where they may, right?
Okay.
That's fine. You be you, authentically you.
Yes, okay? I like that.
So that's on one side of the thought in my brain.
Yes.
The other thought is dress for the job you want. Dress professionally, present yourself in a professional manner, but professional means different things to different people.
Okay. I would say this. This is my advice for a beach rental place. Mm-hmm. Everybody wears the same uniform.
Yeah, it's easy.
Red bathing suit, blue shirt, easy. Everybody looks the same.
Right.
Male, female, it doesn't matter. You're on the beach. You want to be beachy, so be consistently beachy.
Right. I love that idea.
Not a white tank top. Not a blue wife beater, not a red shirt, everybody in the same outfit so you can spot them everywhere.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So,
for sure.
And that's easy. And that would make you look more official.
There you go.
Okay, segue back to the boathouse. Circling 39 or whatever. I think 39 is the number, but I don't know.
The boathouse. So they were really slammed. Took a while to get our meal, but that's fine.
But great service going in. They have a really good POS system that texts you and keeps you apprised of your table. Right down. Go.
Yeah. So everybody, we all get our food, right? And mine was a disaster.
Well, yes. Yes.
I mean, it was terrible.
I don't think it was what they said it was either. You were supposed to have seared ahi. Seared. It looked parboiled. It looked like I made it in a bag.
No, grilled mahi-mahi.
Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. An asparagus and some rice product. But anyway, it was terrible.
I think they did it wrong. All of our food was not to temperature because I think our food was all ready and plated. And then somebody said, oh my God, we did something wrong and had to remake your entire meal.
Or make it to begin with. It might have been forgotten altogether. I don't know what happened, but... it doesn't matter all the details of but what does matter is I did eat some of it, not very much. And you know, I can put some food away, but we were at the beach all day swimming in the ocean. I was so hungry that I was like starting to go off the rails a little bit. The food comes and it was awful. I mean, terrible. So I'm going to tell you how to complain about your food.
Mm-hmm.
In a really kind way.
And you did that. And I thought it was awesome because it might have made me lose my mind because it was so not what you expected. But that's not how you handled it. So tell that. You know what? Let's picture this.
So Well,
you're at a restaurant that's very busy. You've got the worst looking food you've ever seen. Your grilled fish looks boiled and wet. Go.
Yeah, asparagus wasn't cooked in the anyway. So she, our server came up to the table and she said, "How is everything?" And we're really, everybody else is, I mean, everybody's almost done with their meal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which, hot tip, come up after the first couple bites of food. But anyway, well, for staff.
Very busy though. Servers, crazy. So. There were 300 people there easy.
Anyway, and
all outside.
So I turned away from, thankfully I was on the end, and mm-hmm. I turned away from everybody at the table, and I kind of leaned into her and I said, "Hey, I need to tell you so that you can tell someone in the kitchen. This was the worst meal I've had in a restaurant in a very, very long time. And I know it wasn't your fault. You didn't cook it." And I said, or did you?" And she laughed, you know, and she said, "Well, what's wrong with it?" And I said, "Everything's wrong with it." So I don't know what happened, but I do know that when everything's wrong with the plate, the kitchen needs to be aware.
That's exactly right.
So that they, you know, can correct whatever happened. And so, I mean, it was just, I said, I did eat some of it because I'm starving. We were at the beach all day and I, you know, and so, but it's just awful. And I'd like you to pass that on. And, you know, there's no, I'm not being rude. I'm not blaming her, which is
right.
Very, very important.
Right. Yes.
And I let her know, "I know this wasn't you." I even made a little joke to kind of take the pressure off. She was mortified. "I'm so sorry." And in fact, she said, "Let me get that out from in front of you," you know, and.
And I heard her go into the kitchen and throw it on the ground and hit it with a hammer.
She, no, you didn't. No.
She made that experience, which could have been awful.
Yeah.
Because of your food quality. A nice experience,
yeah.
And no one walked out of there feeling upset,
right.
Or that anything weird happened.
No, in fact, I felt great because I didn't ask for them to do anything. I didn't ask for them to correct it in any way. She apologized appropriately and everything. But when she brought the bill, she did let us know. She said, she kind of leaned into me and said, "Hey, just so you know, I went ahead and took that dinner off your bill."
Yeah.
Which I thought, that's the way to do it.
That's exactly how you
apologize,
do it.
Apologize, you know, ask what you can do to fix it or just fix it.
That's exactly right. And she just fixed it.
And that's what you do.
And they handled it beautifully. It was a good experience. And what a fun treat to introduce James and Sierra to my dad and Donna. And what a fun day it was overall. And that concludes our vacation edition of the session. That's it. We've said it all. We've done it all. There you have it, and there it is. This has been The Session with Londa and David. My name is David Austin, and my beautiful bride, Londa Sherwood Austin, is the CEO and president of Sherwood Austin Business Growth Experts. You can get in touch with her for help in your business by calling this number.
509-491-2663.
That number again is 509-491-2663. 509-491-2663 for Sherwood Austin Business Growth Experts. Can't wait to do this again. What a fun conversation this was for me.
Yeah.
Hope you guys liked it too. Talk to you soon.